been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back. Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues from Montreal. You can always reach me. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go right to the phones right now. Out in McHenry, Illinois, I've got Barbara on the phone. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
Well, I made a reservation to go to Croatia and its islands with a bunch of my friends. And I made the reservation a year and a half ago. And I found out a couple of weeks ago that my reservation was canceled, and I was very, very upset, and I called to find out what was going on, and they told me that somebody else within my group of friends had canceled, and so therefore, they mistakenly canceled my reservation because the other girl's name was Barbara, and they got mixed up, and I lost my trip, my airfare, my dream of going there.
And what? And this was what? What company was this?
This was Colette.
Okay.
Travel Vacation.
Right. This is the story I understand now. So you, I know you wrote to me about this, and I want you to know that, of course, I went out there and I contacted them, and did they solve the problem?
Yes, they did.
Tell me what they did.
Well, I talked to a gal that was a client specialist, and I explained the situation, and I told her that, you know, this was not my fault, and I really wanted to go on the trip, but, you know, now I have no airfare, and what she wanted to end up giving me was going to keep me up for about 18 hours because I was going to have a couple of connections, and it was going to be very difficult, and they were going to raise the price on my airfare instead of the amount that was given at the time that I made the original reservation.
And this was, by the way, because they misunderstood that you were not the other Barbara.
That's correct. Right.
All right. So let's cut to the chase. Did they fix it? Did they fix it?
Yes, they did. They found me airfare with Polish Airlines. I have one connection, so that's going to be great. I'm going to be able to leave on the 23rd. I'm going to spend 7 days on a yacht, going
nice.
From island to island.
Nice.
Yes. And then the additional days I'm going to be spending on land, seeing the area around Croatia. And I'm going to make my own plans to go to Medjugorje as well. So it's all turned out beautiful.
Well, the bottom line here, and Barbara, you're a good example of this. When people write me, as you did, and then give me the exact information that I need, I can then reach out to some of these companies and make sure that we get to the right people, and hopefully things have a happy ending. I'm very happy that this worked out, especially since it didn't cost you any more money, which is great.
Right. Peter, I'm so grateful.
Well, listen, Barbara,
I can't tell you.
Listen, I'm so happy. But remember this, it all gets down to the conversation, and it also gets down to the person you talk to. Meaning, and I reach out to you, Barbara, and everybody else listening, if you've got a problem and you're going to make a phone call to someone, make sure you do two things. Be nice. Number two, explain the problem. Number three, get their first, last name and their title. And then, no matter what happens, whether they resolve the problem on the phone right then and there, or they ask you to write additional information, send them a note, first of all, thanking them for the conversation and confirming what you discussed in the conversation. And then you have a paper trail, at least, for them to respond to, so that when we, you know, when we have a problem, at least we have a paper trail to show them so that they can see where the disconnect happened. Because nine times out of 10, an inefficiency not properly explained turns into a rule that's not properly applied, and then people get angry. You know, we live our entire lives these days in a travel environment in which the word no is used a lot, right? These are all the things you're not allowed to do, or you violated this rule. We're not going to make, you know, some airlines have, you know, no waivers, no favors. That's not customer service, and that doesn't engender goodwill. Now, I'm not saying everybody's adversarial here, but what I am saying is you have an opportunity here on the nicest possible level to create a paper trail so that you have a record of not just the transaction, but the conversation. And then once that happens, if there's a problem, I encourage everybody at that point, if you can't get resolution, go ahead, email me, peter@petergreenberg.com. We will reach out. In this case, I went right to the head of Colette, and within 24 hours, they told me, you know what? She's absolutely right, meaning you, Barbara. She's absolutely right, and guess what? We fixed it. And I'm so happy that you're going to go on the trip. But now I'm going to give you a homework assignment. You ready?
What's that? Yes.
It's a twofold homework assignment. When you come back, you got to call me and tell me how it went. And then you're going to do what my mom always told me to do. And my mom always told me to do what I didn't think she was right. Because, you know, at that age, you know, moms are never right until you get older and realize moms are always right. What are you going to do now? When you come home, you're going to write a thank you letter to these guys so that they understand you appreciated the fact that they fixed your problem.
Absolutely. I will take your advice, and I will definitely do that, and you will hear back from me.
You got it,
about
Barbara.
About my adventure.
Have a great trip, and that music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We have a whole lot more coming from Montreal as Eye on Travel continues from Canada right after this, and Barbara's going to Croatia. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg here, back with you as Eye on Travel continues from Montreal in Canada. Of course, you can always reach me. You know the drill by now. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of those emails. Here's one from Audrey who says, it's 2023. Why is it there's still a solo travel penalty when it comes to booking hotel rooms? A room should cost what it costs regardless if only one person is staying in it. It's even getting harder to see the point of a surcharge for extra guests. Are we any closer to a one-charge system for a room, regardless if it's designed to accommodate one or four people? I can see charging more for different types of rooms, but how many people are sharing one seems outdated. Well, I hear your point, Audrey, but let me look at it another way. Most of the hotels that I'm staying in these days are not charging for two people or three people or four people. They're charging by the room. Now, at a certain price category, they do charge for more than one person in the room, especially if you happen to be in a college town or people are trying to jam nine people in a room. You have some fire code issues there. But by and large, that's negotiable. You can always negotiate a room rate for one person. And the way you can figure that out is go online. Don't book it, but go online and try to book a hotel for one person in one room and then try to book it for two people in the same room. And I'll make you bet the price doesn't change on most of those hotels. Let me know what happens for you, okay? All right. Now, here's one from Dawn who says, we are searching for recommendations for travel insurance regarding domestic airfares. Our concern is coverage for cancellations due to walkouts, strikes, or labor shortages this summer. Okay, so here's the deal, Dawn. Every insurance policy is different. Whatever you do, do not opt in for the insurance that you see when you go to make a reservation online. You can just get the ticket. Do not take the insurance that's offered online, and it'll give you this big warning, oh, your trip is unprotected. No, it's just unprotected by that policy. Then call a travel agent or a travel advisor and get them to give you a policy that makes sense, that actually covers you for what you need. Because there may be some exclusions on some policies that deal with force majeure, which a labor strike might come under that category. They might equate a labor strike with a hurricane. So you need to get the policy language down. You cannot do that online. Go through a travel agent or a travel advisor. They can walk you through it. And I'm not just saying that because I think travel agents and advisors are great, because I think they are, but it's because you have to have a conversation. It's not an easy one-dimensional discussion about whether you should have it or shouldn't have it. It's a question of the type of insurance you're actually buying, and you don't want to buy worthless insurance. The real bottom line of travel insurance is it remains confusing. It's something that's not going away. We need to have clarity and transparency. And if you get a travel advisor on the phone and they can't walk you through the hieroglyphics of the policy language, get somebody else on the phone who can. Otherwise, you're wasting your money. And on some trips, you really do need to be covered. Okay? Here's one. Oh, I love this question. Here's one from Catherine who says, I can receive a 10% discount by paying for our safari by check. Do you recommend this? I absolutely do not recommend this. First of all, the one thing you didn't tell me is when do they want you to pay it by? They want you to pay it a year in advance, 6 months in advance? Where's your protection? Anybody who wants you to pay by check, I have no problem in you paying it by check if they can prove to you, and by the way, to me as well, that the money that you're paying is going into an escrow account that is not released to them until your safari leaves with you on it. Any other thing, you're just not protected, your money could get lost. All right? That also applies, by the way, to cruise lines that are asking you to do full payment 6 months or a year in advance. Why? That's just, it doesn't protect you. Look for the fair credit laws that will protect you within a 60-day window if you pay for something that you don't receive. But outside of 60 days, sometimes you just don't get anything back. So don't do it. All right, now, she said, also, should I use their travel insurance or buy independent insurance? Okay. You would never want to use the travel insurance offered by the travel provider for one very obvious reason, right? If the travel provider, they're self-insuring. And if they go out of business before your trip, so does your insurance, right? Now, there may be a few exceptions to that, but not many. So you lose nothing by buying a separate policy as long as you know what you're covered for, not to mention what you're not covered for from a third party. And that could be, again, a travel agent or a travel advisor. All right? Look, the real issue here is not whether or not you need the insurance. You probably do if it's a high-ticket item and you're mentioning, you know, going on a long trip here. But you have to look at the exclusions. There could be pre-existing medical conditions that you're excluded from, location exclusions if where you're going is in the middle of a civil war or could be near one, right? There could be age restrictions and exclusions. You need to find out, and you need to do that before you ever book anything. Otherwise, you are a victim waiting to happen, right? So anybody who wants your money ahead of time, if it's not going into an accredited escrow account that's monitored by a third party, you're not protected. And anybody who wants you to pay by credit card more than 6 months ahead of time, there's a problem right there because you may not be protected if you don't receive the good or services that you contracted for, and you may not find out about that until the time is expired. So do yourself a favor and follow my advice. All right? And that music means we're out of time for the entire show, everybody. Lots of people to thank. Of course, Amanda Morris, our producer, Jeff Ryder doing the boards in Connecticut, the entire staff of the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth here in Montreal, Martine and Carolyn from Tourism Montreal, and of course, you for listening. We'll see you next week, everybody, from another remote, distant location somewhere around the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.